This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Monday, the 15th of October is upon us. So guess what? Victoria, we're halfway through the month of October, he said with a smile in his voice. And other people saying, boo, boo, it's fall, boo, then that's winter, boo. Hey, well, we're going to hear it for spring. Shall we? Let's sprint ahead, shall we? To spring 2019, which is 6 months away. You okay with kissing off 6 months of your life, Victoria? Yes or no?
You know, if it meant getting rid of winter, I think I'd be okay with that.
Oh.
I'm a spring-summer person, so I'm fine talking about the spring already.
I just spring to the West Coast and we'll be fine. Thanks
yeah,
very much.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Keenan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Let's see, Jennifer's off for the week. So Victoria gets us started with what the world is looking at or talking about, at least maybe what the conversation is here in America, Victoria.
Well, this actually is a global story that is the number one trending story from a few hours ago. Duchess Meghan Markle is pregnant and expecting her first child.
What a surprise! Shocker!
I know. After Harry and Meghan attended his cousin Eugenie's wedding on Saturday, and a lot of eyes were on Meghan. She wore kind of a coat that looked like maybe she was trying to hide her stomach.
Oh.
And so then Harry and Meghan took off for their first trip together as a married couple on official business. They are now in Australia, and so Kensington Palace released a statement early this morning confirming that they are expecting their first child in the spring of 2019. So see, I'm okay with heading right to the spring of 2019. They say the statement said that the Royal Highnesses have appreciated all the support and love that they've gotten since their wedding all around the world, and they're delighted to share the news with the public. And Meghan's mother, Doria Ragland, issued a statement saying that she is very, very happy and delighted that Meghan will be starting her own family. So congrats to both of them. That's what a lot of people are going to be talking about now.
So in this circumstance, just use your imagination. You know, we use visualizations here on the DJV program. So use your imagination to create a cartoon. Describe the cartoon that you create in your mind. Victoria or Kara, do you have a cartoon in your mind about how this could be announced via, I say cartoon, a drawing with the royal couple on it? What would it look like? I'm using my imagination now.
I think maybe you should give us an example. You always ask us stuff and then never answer yourself. So.
Oh, well, I don't ask myself questions. I ask you questions. You can ask me a question. Ask me anything and I'll tell you something.
Describe what you're talking about.
I'm visualizing a caricature of the two of them with him pointing his finger at her belly.
Okay.
Okay, that's a look with a smile on his face. That's sort of what I'm picturing. All right, does that help you a little bit?
He definitely seems to be very, very... I guess my caricature then would just have him... It would feature Harry with a massive grin because he has been very vocal. There are interviews going back to 2012 where he says,
I'm going to get Meghan pregnant as soon as I meet her.
Yeah, in 2012, he actually said, I've longed for kids for a very, very long time. And he said, I'm just waiting. This was back in 2012.
Yeah, but how old is he now?
He is 33.
33. And she's what, 36?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he said back then, he said, I'm waiting to find the right person, someone who's willing to take on the job. And he said he just couldn't wait to have kids. So there he goes. I hope everything goes well.
Here he comes to save the day. All right, other things going on around the globe. Hundreds of thousands of people filling the streets of Berlin over the weekend to protest against racism and the rising anti-immigrant sentiment in Germany. It's interesting because that's kind of the opposite things going on in England. And maybe considered opposite kind of what's going, well, it's not really, there's so much division in our country, half the country wants one thing, the other half wants the other thing. Anyway, back to Germany. Organizers expected 40,000 people, and 240 actually turned out. Group called Untellbar, or Indivisible, organized the rally. On the group's website, they write about attacks on human rights, religious freedom. They want to stand against racism, sexism, nationalism. It's very interesting, the how well Madam Secretary, which is a show that I quite like, keeps up with what's in the news. This is almost this is the same thing as the theme of the show last night, in essence. So there is a lot of resentment there against refugees, as we have in our country, as they have in England, as in Europe, especially because of all of those who have come up from the Middle East, and they've gone from Greece to Turkey and up into Germany, over into England. And a lot of people think that it could, if not taken care of properly, be the end of Angela Merkel. On Sunday, Bavarians, it's one of the sort of states of Germany, headed to the polls in a regional election. Maybe her position, once the election is clear, will be either more solidified or more in jeopardy. Both the anti- and the pro-immigrant parties expected to make gains on the establishment. So, I guess I wonder out loud, in our discussions that we have here, all over the world, we understand the world has become, quote-unquote, smaller, in the sense we can get around a lot easier. These people, a lot of them are just walking. You know that, right? They walk out of Syria. They walk across the border. They walk into Greece. Some of them can get on buses. Some of them get on trucks. Some of them, if they have any, if they have resources, they can get a car or into a train or something. But there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are refugees from what's going on. And the Russians and the other people who, I suppose, maybe people could point the fingers at us as well, they take no responsibility for creating the mess that we have in the Middle East that goes all the way back to even before we went in to sort of dislodge things. The Brits were all over, the Europeans, not so much the Germans, although certainly during World War II that was a hotbed of activity down there to get control of Middle East and Northern Africa, etc. But it's just amazing how we, the human condition has become so insular. And yet, how, in some cases, this is what's frustrating, because in many cases, what comes out of allowing the right people to come into your country and stay there is to the country's benefit. So the question that we would perhaps argue about or concern ourselves about, or turn ourselves with, is what do you mean the right people? Who are the right people? The people who can contribute, who can demonstrate that they can contribute to our society. Or the society, whatever.
How do you do that, though?
Well, that's in the
middle of, you know, when you're trying to vet refugees. That seems like a near impossible task.
Well, I remember back to the days when I was a student and how the college used certain information to decide who to admit from other countries. And it was pretty much on what their skill set was or what skill set they desired.
I understand and I get that, like for people who are applying for regular citizenship or whatever, but when you're at the border and you're the border patrol people and you're trying to assess a group of refugees, there's no way to do that. You know, there's just, what do you do?
Let everybody in?
Who can read and write? And then you raise your hand.
Who has a record? Who's been in jail? Who's gotten out of jail?
How would you know that when you've got literally people carrying everything they own through a border? Well, I don't know. So then you let them in? I don't know how you can vet people like that.
Well, see, that's the problem. And that's why we have a problem, because there is no real way.
Right.
to bed, and that's the problem.
Am I the only one, by the way, and I have some friends in Germany, and we kind of joked about this over the weekend, I actually said to one of my girlfriends who was in Berlin, and I was like, you know, am I the only one who saw the headline, hundreds of thousands of Germans gather in the streets and got maybe a little nervous? And she started laughing. She's like, yeah, she said, you're not the only one. A lot of people are wondering, you know, when you see large crowds, and especially in Germany, given lots of how history went, you do have to wonder, you want to read, make sure you read that article and see what's actually happening. Because there are, in this case, I'm with the protesters and I'm on their side, and I do think that there is way too much of an anti-refugee. I understand that refugee, the situation is really difficult,
well,
but
the
I think
reason that
been
we
way
have,
too much
yeah,
of an anti-refugee
the reason there
sentiment.
Is way too much of it is because it hasn't been handled well by the authorities. In any instance, that's the problems you just raised about how do you know, that's where there's no agreement, because
right.
Some people want to handle one way and other people want to handle another way, and thus there is no... The political realities, by the way, that we suffer through, and that's what we really are doing, suffering through the political realities here, are pretty much in most of the so-called progressive countries the same. Germany has a very distinct line between the right and the left. England does too. I don't know that they have so much in France. Chaos continues in Italy because chaos is always there. They don't have the same focus. It's interesting because a lot of these immigrants aren't going to Italy. Italy, for whatever the reason, you find very few, at least when I've traveled in Italy, I've not encountered much, I haven't had contact with people who weren't Italians. And have you noticed that? People who have been to Italy don't see too many immigrants from anywhere in Italy. I imagine maybe on the door of everybody's home in some strange place, like you put a mezuzah next to the doors of Jewish homes, you put a sign that says, stay out.
I'm trying to think, because when I was in Italy, there were tons and tons of people who weren't Italian, but it's, you know, as I was in tourist cities, it's kind of hard to know if all of those people are just tourists
visiting, or if
they're people who actually live there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Food for thought here. DJV, focus on your health now, if I may, please, and your colon, your innards. The inside of you is important for all kinds of reasons. You know that. You got your heart, you got your liver, you got your, well, the gut. Some people refer to it as the gut. And if you have an unhappy gut and you've been living with it for a long time, you haven't seen the doctor, let's get the balance taken care of, because there's an imbalance that many health experts say can foul up the rest of your life. If you don't have a healthy gut, you won't have a healthy life. And so who wants that? We want to be healthy and happy, and the way to get there is to sign on for Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Great formula. Great teas. They will, as you drink these cups of tea every day, cleanse your body of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. Because the food is so different now. What we have, unless you're really careful. I went shopping yesterday, and I really made it my business to look around. I spent extra time. Actually, truth be told, I only went into the store to get fruit. And I normally, you know, spend $40 or $50. Well, $340 later, I walked out. Yeah. And it was, well, that's because the prices on some things, I've not been going a lot to Whole Foods, but I went yesterday because it was handy and I needed to move. It was on my way from one place to another. And the amount of money they're charging for stuff. And then they say, do you have a Prime card? And I said, well, here's my number. Oh, it's $2.34 off your bill of $342. Hey, thanks a lot.
Right.
So, anyway.
You have to buy the stuff that's on sale on the app, and then you can save more. But
then you can save money. Okay. Well, at any rate, Life Change Tea, it gets at the things, but you really should be, if you're eating anything, you got to look for organic. That's just what you got to do. Keep your body clean, your gut in great shape. Here's how you get Life Change Tea. You go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and anything you find there, you get shipped to you free. Get ready for a lot of healthy days ahead. Getthetea.com for Life Change Tea. 21 after the hour here.
Thank you. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What times get rough, and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water.
Ooh, and a horrible version of this song. This is from Saturday's SNL, Paul Simon, who's been a regular there since the show got started. He's hosted on his second ever episode and hit the stage as a musical guest several times over the course of his 43 years on the road or performing for people. This past weekend, shortly following the wrap of his farewell tour in Queens, he returned to SNL to perform one of his solo hits and a Simon and Garfunkel. I always call him Garfunkel just for fun, just because I'm trying to...
What did you say?
The serious case of nostalgia came over Studio 8H, where SNL has been performed for years. The 8th floor of Rockefeller Plaza. If we put it in perspective, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th floors have studios on them. The 6th floor is where Carson originated when he was in New York, and that's where Fallon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it there in that studio. Anyway, cast and crew presented Paul Simon with a cake to surprise him when he came out, because it was his 77th birthday, as it turns out. He had performed Can't Run But off of the Rhythm of the Saints album from the 1990s, and then he performed Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I think we were listening to earlier. I don't like the way that at all. But what else have you got there? You got me.
I actually think it got a lot better when he
did it.
Yeah, he did a cool version of it, but I don't know, Kara, if you have that. But that sounded cool.
What I was playing. But
yeah,
we played it for a minute and didn't listen to it, and Doug said it sounded bad, so we moved on to the next one.
All right, so what do we have playing in the background there?
This one is Can't Run But.
Do we have like me and Julio?
We have
a normal version of it, but not an SNL version.
Good.
These are his live things he just did.
I mean, he's 77 years old, and I think he's lost a little bit of his vocal ability, but he's, I don't know. From what I saw, it still looked like a pretty good performance.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't judge on whether he's lost his vocal abilities because I haven't heard him for a long time. I just, in my own ear, as I listen to the stuff, I am entitled to express my opinion, and my opinion was that what I heard I didn't think was that great, frankly, because I'm comparing it in my mind to what the original hit sounded like, because I'm from Hitsville, and therefore that's my rendering on that. Okay, Michael Bublé in the musical focus. We know he's not retiring because he said he came back, a month or so ago? We're talking about this since his daughter has...
His son, showing signs of improvement.
Boy. Yeah. So he's not ready to leave. Dropping his 10th studio album, Love On. It'll be the 16th of November when it comes out. Told the Daily Mail that it'll be his last...
He did an interview, just to sort of clarify here, he did an interview over with the London's Daily Mail, and for some reason the entire interview was about him retiring. And he said, this is the last interview I'm going to do, this is the last album I'm going to do, I'm done with it. And then his rep came out this weekend and said, nope, he's not going anywhere. So it was a very odd...
So why did he say it was his last...
No one knows.
Anything?
No one knows.
Did he really say that, or that's what ended up...
No, that's... I read the whole article, and it made news over the weekend that he was retiring.
I didn't know the article was really what he said.
I don't know.
Really,
I'm just saying
it?
I read it on the Daily Mail and everybody else did, so okay. I don't know.
All right, anyway, last album he had was called Nobody But Me. It came out in 2016. Now, he could spend a lot of time on the road singing the hits and the music that he's been doing for, the past 15 years? How long has Bublé been around?
Probably about 15 years.
Has that signature sort of black suit with a thin tie that he doesn't tie up. All right, so that's the Bublé story, Redux, as they say, 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's happening? What is going on? What is this? This is Monday on the DJV program. Jennifer gone for a week or so. Victoria Keevan is here to smarten up your day. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The world is yakking a little bit about the Saudis and what happened to the journalist. They have rejected, no good son of a guns, any threats, attempts to undermine the government there. Says they will retaliate for any actions taken against it with greater action, i.e. oil. Boil the oil, please. So President Trump told 60 Minutes the Saudis would face severe punishment if they are behind the disappearance and death of this journalist, Washington Post contributor, Jamal Khashoggi. Is that how he pronounced his name? Pretty close, I think.
Sounds Khashoggi? Right.
Yeah. He's been missing for the past, 2 weeks? He went to He entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, known in the U.S. as a prominent critic of his country. He is a Saudi, and Saudi Arabia denies involvement in his disappearance. But the Saudis are as dirty as the day is long. I wouldn't believe a damn word that they said about anything. I think they are only for convenience. They are quote-unquote friends. We're doing a big military deal with them. Selling them a lot of planes and other items of war. And so that, I think that went ahead, though, didn't it? I think the president signed the bill or whatever the deal was to hand over the weaponry. But still, at that point, the question came up about what happened to this guy, and nobody seems to know. But the Saudis are a dirty, squirrely bunch, although I think most people had higher hopes because the new leader of Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, seems to be a little more open-minded.
He's definitely more progressive. Yep.
Progressive, yeah. But that doesn't mean he's still not a bloodthirsty cur. He can be a progressive bloodthirsty cur.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it just seems that the first time I saw this, I thought to myself, okay, what do we have here? And is it much ado about nothing? Is it just another attempt by the news media to make them seem the puffery? Is this guy really a journalist? Is he really write? He's a contributor. What does he contribute? Does he write on the situation in the Middle East? Does he write about Saudi? He's a critic of the government. So what does that lead us to believe?
Well, he's a columnist for the Washington Post. I don't know where he's actually from. Do you know the answer to that?
I do not.
Okay, so that's one thing that we don't know. But he is a Saudi royal insider, is what he was. I guess that's what he was writing about. And then he turned into a critic of the Saudi royal family. So that's kind of the last thing that we know. He entered the consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd and has not been seen since. Now, the newest addition to this story is that Saudi Arabia has actually given Turkey permission to search its Istanbul consulate this afternoon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been 2 weeks since the guy disappeared. I don't know what they're going to find, if they could find anything. Obviously,
dust in the
cabinets. Saudi Arabia is saying, hey, come on in, you can search our consulate. You know, come on, obviously he's not there. But it is, obviously, it's caused a huge diplomatic rift, and that's why President Trump has been brought into it. He's been commenting in the UK, France, and Germany have also demanded an investigation into the events as to what happened to this guy. So it's become a global story. I just don't know what nationality he is. Maybe he's an American citizen now. I don't know.
He's from Saudi Arabia. I don't think he's an American citizen, but the whole bizarre thing to me is that Saudi Arabia is playing very coy about it, but they did send a large group of Saudi Arabian, I don't know, security officials, whatever you want to call them, to the consulate the exact same day. They walked in not that long after he did, and they were saying that they just sent him there. They sent the group of people there to find him and possibly bring him back to Saudi Arabia, except there's no video of him leaving the consulate. So basically, this large group of Saudi Arabians went into the consulate after him. They came out and left and went home, and he never left. And now they're kind of claiming, oh, yeah, we don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to him. We didn't do anything to him.
And then they're going
to
threaten the price of oil.
Yeah, they've already done that.
And they're our friends, though. Yeah. They're our friends. Only 19 people came from Saudi Arabia to to fly planes into the Pentagon, World Trade Center, and into that field in Pennsylvania. They're still our friends. Yeah. Because they have to be our friends because we need their oil. Keep the prices down.
We wouldn't have to be relying on their oil
at
all.
I thought that we Obama or even before that Bush, wasn't there a big to-do about how much we were on our own when it came to producing our own oil? I thought we were getting off the hook here with these guys.
Yeah.
So who gives a crap? Let them go fry their eggs somewhere. I've never had any use for the Saudis. Certainly since September 11th, no use for them. So why we're holding on? It's so transparent on both sides, on our side and their side. We don't like them. They don't like us. But we make this big hoochie-coochie coup because we need their oil or so we're led to believe. I don't think we need their oil at all. I'd tell them to go screw. If I'd send somebody in to check out the embassy, not those guys, send in our own. We can send people in. They may not like our presence there. What are they going to do, shoot us? Where is this guy? If we really are serious about it, or is this just lip service being paid to everything on all
right
sides?
Right now, it just feels like a lot of people just kind of, you know, tossing threats around.
Yeah, right. And so we move our transition from that circumstance, that reality, to what today is. Kara, we have a fanfare for National Grouch Day.
Yeah, do you have a song that you would like to sing for?
Yeah, you love singing. Singing. Come on.
I have a song. Well, this is Oscar the Grouch. I just love the characters that came out of Sesame Street. So today is the day to celebrate all the grouches we know. You know, like Victoria and Kara are so grouchy on Monday.
It is a Monday
grouchy
morning.
Grouchy, grouchy, grouchy. Also, this day teaches us that it's good to spend time processing our negative emotions. Yes, I had a great lesson in that in the last week or so with somebody that works for me, and we were back and forth. It's interesting how you don't really get the true meaning of words by looking at the flat screen. You just get any emotion. Sometimes people get upset about things that they think are being said or interpretations of words that need to be explained. And I think that's... I've always liked the characters on Sesame Street. National Grouch Day, Oscar, Cookie Monster, Big Bird, Sesame Street's theme, Sunny Day, keeping the clouds away, on our way to where the air is sweet.
Oh, boy.
What? You don't think I know the words?
Do you know you're two lines ahead of the song?
Tell me now. Well, I did sing them before the song sang. Big Bird. Wasn't the Big Bird who sang the song, I Love Trash?
No,
that was the Grouch.
Was that Oscar?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Big Bird could not fit in a trash can.
Oh,
that's 9 feet tall.
That's right. Hey, how to get to Sesame Street. As long as we're on to the television world of children, let's go to the adult world. Jennifer Garner has been speaking about a reboot of Alias, the TV show that became her sort of signature entry into being a big-time star. She says that there's something to it. Show was on from 2001 to 2006. Victor Garber, who played her father on the show and pretty much plays her father in real life. There was a press event for her new show called Camping on HBO. She said, quote, I've heard that there is an Alias reboot happening, but no one's talked to me about it. Her comment marks a change from her past remarks where she said she feels like a revival of the series is up to J.J. Abrams. That's where he first got known, too, I think. Isn't it? Big time.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right. She said, quote, it would be totally different, but if they didn't have me on as a guest, I would be very, very angry, but I can't imagine it being that serious yet because I haven't heard anything about it from anybody. It's kind of like the discussion of the reboot again of 24 and what goes on, who's going to be in it, what value would this show be if it didn't have Jennifer Garner and Victor Garber in it? That's what people remember. And it's recent enough, it's only 10, 12 years ago, that it would be a sacrilege. Who are you going to put in there that has...
You know, they keep rebooting stuff, and for whatever reason, it's very rare that, and I think it's a mistake, but for some reason it's rare that they involve the original cast. And I think that, you know, there's one great example on the CW, the new version of The Flash, that came back, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. And they brought the original Flash from the 90s. He's now the dad on the show of the young Flash. So they did it the right way because they got the old fans who now are hooked on the new show, and it's like kind of something for everybody. And I think that's the smart way to do it. When Dallas came back, it was the same thing. That was brilliantly done. I watched it with my mom. I was too young to watch it when it was on the first time, but my mom loved it, so we watched it together, and it was something we really liked. But for some reason, I don't know, the reboot of these shows, they just don't take into consideration that there was an older audience there.
Yeah, Right. Magnum P.I. I thought I wasn't going to like. I've seen a couple of episodes. It's on Monday nights, and it's okay. Not great, but it's okay. It
seems
to be doing all right.
Because Tom Selleck is so iconic.
Right. He's not a Tom Selleck by any stretch of the imagination. He doesn't have that caliber, and they don't have to pay that kind of money for him. He's okay. There's a woman playing the role of Higgins, who's a Brit, who's an interesting character in her own right. But there's a lot of contrived circumstances there. A lot of these shows, there's a lot of contrivance in it. And the show seems to be somewhat contrived. But it's watchable. It's kind of like Hawaii Five-0, which has now lasted as a reboot for, what, 9 years or something? It's been around.
I still don't know anyone who's ever seen it, but it seems to keep going.
I see it. But the only reason I watch it, actually, as funny as it seems, is because I love the theme. I'll watch the first 4 or 5, 6 minutes, and then the theme comes on. I'll sit on the couch and move around.
You watch a show just for the theme song?
Yeah, the theme song is great. Very
the amazing iconic. Thing about YouTube now is you can just watch that theme song over and over again anytime you want.
You can just make that your ringtone. Make it your ringtone on your phone, and then you don't need to watch it.
I was going to put this as a ringtone on my phone. Or maybe even this would be better if I put this on my phone.
Find what you have to do. Save you again.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And no one will ever call you again.
That's it, right. Bingo. All right, so let's go. What do we have for the listings tonight there, Victoria?
Well, on ABC at 8 p.m. tonight is a brand new Dancing with the Stars. It's week 4 of the competition, and some of the past contestants will be back if you're a fan
week,
of that
I
show.
Week, I think, is the important word. That's what I've heard from a lot of people who love the show, that it's a weak lineup of they're running out of stars. Apparently.
Well, you know, it's funny. This is going back now a couple of years ago when Jeff Ross, who's sort of known as the roast master, he does all the Comedy Central roasts, and he said, you know, it's not Dancing with the Stars, it's Dancing with the Vaguely Familiar at this point. That who else is left?
The
they've gone through. Yeah, they've gone through. We're almost at like D plus maybe. There's a brand new...
You and I could get on it, and we could dance.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. On CBS at 8 p.m., there's a brand new episode of The Neighborhood, and that's a comedy that's with Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield.
Okay, so you want to hear one of the lines from the show?
Okay.
This is a white guy moves into a black neighborhood. That's supposed to be the setup. And so Cedric the Entertainer is out on the street, and the guy comes running up in his shorts and says, whatever it is. And he looks at his white legs and he says, the last time I saw that much white meat, it was fried and in a bucket. That's the humor level that you get from watching that show. No.
Well, there's also 8 p.m. on NBC. You can see a brand new episode of The Voice. The blind auditions continue. If you like that show, The Resident, that is on 8 p.m. on Fox. That's season 2, episode 4. And if you're into some Halloween baking, the Food Network has got you hooked up all night long with lots of Halloween-themed cooking contests and cupcakes and all kinds of spooktacular things that you can make. And then later on, there's a brand new episode of 911 on Fox at 9 p.m. And if you are into Magnum P.I., that's also brand new tonight, CBS 9 p.m. as well. And the brand new episode of Bull at 10 p.m. on CBS. I know you
that's
like that
a good,
show.
That is a good show. There are a lot of good things. Michael Weatherly has proven himself to be someone who can carry a show well. It's doing very well in the ratings again this year. It's a good show. If you haven't had a chance to see it yet, you might want to. Spooktacular, really? You couldn't do any better than that? Spook?
That's actually what it's called.
Tacular. Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't improvise.
I don't improvise early on Monday mornings. I just read what they tell me to read.
There it is. All right. Well,
blame the Food Network's copywriters for that
one. Spooktacular. 10 before the hour here on National Grumpy Day, or whatever it is.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time for Monday, and Victoria Keelan is here to explain and help us understand from her expertise what's going on that you ought to know about. So the first focus ought to be this continuing focus on getting hacked. Those of you who are on Facebook, here we go again.
And it really does feel like that, and that's why I get exhausted even talking about Facebook, but this is a story that we really do need to talk about. Facebook said over the weekend that even though they originally it was supposed to be 50 million U.S. Users were hacked on Facebook, they now say it was only 30 million. Okay, thanks a lot, Facebook. That makes us feel so much better. Now, of the 30 million who were hacked, they have their sensitive personal information from about half of those, which means about 15 million people. People have had their phone number, their email address, recent searches on Facebook, their location history, and the types of devices that they're using. All that information was hacked. So if you think about it, here's what's coming next. Facebook says that they will assist everyone, because they're so wonderful, in figuring out what information was stolen from them. And they say that if you go into the help center on Facebook, they will walk you through to see if your data was stolen and if it was, what information was actually taken from you. The next thing Facebook says, it will advise affected users on how they can protect themselves from suspicious emails and other attempts to exploit the data. So now here's the other thing. If you are an affected user and your stuff was hacked, they now say, be on the lookout for unwanted phone calls, because we don't don't have enough of those already. Be on the lookout for text messages from strange numbers, because I get them all the time as it is, and emails from people that you don't know, and other attempts to use your email address and phone number to target spam or attempts to fish other information from you. So basically, Facebook is saying you need to be really wary of any message that you receive, especially if it claims to be coming from Facebook. Read through everything, make sure that it is actually Facebook, because if it's not and you click on it, you can actually install malware onto your computer or device just by clicking on the email. So this is really, really bad, and that's the only reason we're even highlighting this right now, is because this is bad news for at least 15 million U.S. users. So I don't know about you, Doug, but I already get phone calls in a million different languages, and I get text messages.
I get email and stuff, call, yeah.
I get text messages from people trying to sell me real estate all around the country constantly. So these are the things that are now, when your data is stolen, it then gets sold to people who are going to keep doing that. So if you are one of the unfortunate people who's been hacked on Facebook, look out, because you're probably going to be inundated. One of the other things that security experts are actually warning, it's probably best if you do not handle any of this Facebook stuff at work, because if you use your work computer to open up any of these emails, and if some of them turn out to be suspicious, your entire company could get hacked. And they say let's say you work for a bank, they could actually hack into the bank. Like, they say companies are going to lose money over this. That's how much of a big deal it is with this Facebook latest
hack. Time to sue Facebook.
You know, it just, at this point, get off of Facebook. The damage is done now, but I don't know. I just don't know how anyone can stay on Facebook and trust them. Yeah. And unfortunately, there's a contingent of people who that's their only way of staying connected with family and friends around the world, and I understand that. But, you know, you're taking a huge risk.
All right. Soyuz spacecraft has been grounded, leaving the space. Well, there's nobody up there. This problem hasn't existed for 2 decades. Let's listen.
The Geek Out.
Late last week, we were reminded just how dangerous space missions can be when the highly dependable Russian craft Soyuz developed a problem during launch, and the pair of explorers inside of it, a Russian cosmonaut and an American astronaut, were forced to take emergency abort systems and safely, albeit violently, return to Earth without injury. Due to the incident, the Soyuz will be grounded for an undetermined amount of time, and this creates an interesting scenario because currently the Russians are our only space taxi that could leave the International Space Station unmanned for the first time in almost 2 decades. If any of this interests you, we've got links to coverage of what happened last week and what comes up next over on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hi, Venmo in the tech news today, Victoria.
Yep, if you use Venmo to transfer cash around between friends and things like that, just beware that they are upping the cost of transferring the money back into your account. It used to be 25 cents, now it's going to be 1% of the transfer amount. So you may want to stick to the older traditional form that takes a few days instead of the instant transfer, because that will only still be 25 cents.
Sounds like what it costs you to put your miles back in the bank after you've changed your flight. They charge you $25. Great. All right, thanks, Victoria.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.